USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says there's a new record for coronavirus vaccinations in one day. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tweeting yesterday that 4.6 million shots were given out on Saturday. He noted that's a half million above the previous record. The CDC says more than 117 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Meantime, more than 70 million are now fully vaccinated. Former President Trump is feeling bullish on the Republicans' chances next year and in the next presidential election. Speaking Saturday night to the party's top donors, he said he was optimistic about the GOP's chances in the upcoming midterm elections, in addition to their chances for the White House in 2024. While he teased his candidacy, he did not flat out say he would seek the party's nomination. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
An immigration official in the Biden administration is calling it quits.
She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NASCAR race delayed by rain resumes at 4 o'clock Eastern Time today. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News, if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
A historic flight of the first Mars helicopter set to take place today. The Ingenuity helicopter will make the first powered control flight on another planet Sunday night. NASA saying the mini chopper will launch into a hovering modality for around 30 seconds at 10 feet in the air. Inequity will take off around 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.